Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the squeezable, strong, clapping, vibrating, heating masturbation cup from Acme Joy. So this is it. It has two controls. One which controls the vibration, one which controls the heat, and it gives it like a cool red and blue. It reminds me of the turrets from Portal. Let me show what I'm talking about. All right, so that's the vibrations. Obviously, it's very powerful. Like you can see, it kind of, well, it's, you gotta understand, this thing is rubber. Look at it move. It's moving despite the friction from the rubber. Like it's still moving despite this thing is made of rubber. That's how powerful this vibrator is. All right, let's turn the heat on. All right, see, doesn't it kind of look like the? Maybe you can't see it with the. Not as obvious. Well, there's a red light here and there's a blue light here, and it kind of reminds me of the turrets from Portal. Anyway, turn it off. So the heat, you can see the red light is still on, so it's still heating up. All right, so before we talk about this, I want to talk about another toy I reviewed a long time ago, which is very similar to this, to kind of compare and contrast them. This is a toy I reviewed a long time ago. I actually don't even remember who makes it. That's how long ago it was. This is not a realistic sex toy by any stretch of the imagination. What it does is it has this flexible kind of rubber housing, right? You can put your penis in here. This part is flexible, but here, this is not flexible. It has two bullet vibrators, one here and one here. So you basically put your penis in this side. It doesn't go all the way in. Like literally, I'm going as far back as I can. So it's only about this long, you know, so your penis, basically the tip goes in here. But the bullet vibrators rest underneath your mushroom tip and about an inch lower. And this feels really good. It doesn't feel like sex or anything, but the vibrations do feel good, and you will climax very quickly, I might add. So I've kept this toy this whole time. One of the biggest praises I can give a sex toy is that past the review, I keep it and continue to use it. Because most toys, I throw them away, frankly. I tried giving them away. I tried giving them to Goodwill. They wouldn't have them. I tried giving them to the homeless. They didn't want them. It's really hard to just give away gently used sex toys, so I end up throwing them away most of the time. This one I've kept for a long time, at least over a year. I don't remember who makes it. And the way it works, I'll show you what I'm talking about. So I'll turn the vibrations on. Like you can see it. You see that? See that? Like it looks like a quivering lip. This thing is stupid powerful. Like anyway, look, it's like a Zuzu pet. Remember Zuzu pets? They were like little hamster toys. Look, it's like a little Zuzu pet. Anyway, okay, so this toy reminded me of this toy, so I wanted to compare and contrast them. So this one uses two bullet vibrators here and here. This one has a single percussion vibrator. And maybe, can we see that? There's a percussion vibrator all the way in the back. Let me turn it on. Let me see if maybe you can see it when it's turned on. All right, so it's on all the way. Let me see if you can see that. Can't really see it. It's down. So if I put my finger, I can feel it right here. I'm pushing against it. It feels like you ever pick up a subwoofer and you feel like the membrane. That's what it feels like. It's a very, and it does make the whole thing shake. So you have a kind of a percussion vibrator. It's about the size of like a nickel. The membrane, rather. Now here's the thing about this toy. All right, let me turn this off just for a minute. Now here's the thing, the way you hold it, you usually hold it like this because you want to see the buttons. This toy, you don't want to hold it like this, you want to hold it like this. This way the percussion massager goes underneath your mushroom tip. And the way it kind of guides you to hold it that way is with this teardrop shaped hole, and it has like this almost, it's like the outline of a thumb, because your thumb is meant to cover this hole. Otherwise, you're gonna get stuff everywhere, I'll put it that way. I've had that problem with this other toy where if you don't like angle it down, your cum will drip out and it makes a mess. That's a problem with these more shallow toys, is you can make a mess. Now, Thankfully, this makes cleanup really easy, but when you're using the toy, you're going to want to cover this with your thumb. Now, because it's a teardrop and not a circle, your thumb can dip in, you know, if you push too hard. Also, it, you know, in the description, it says it's a squeezable. So because this has a percussion massager, when your dick's inside of it, you can push down on this and it kind of pushes your shaft against the massager. It feels really good. It feels really good. And the vibrations are powerful enough that even if your dick is not in contact with the massager directly, it'll make this whole thing vibrate and it'll still feel good. But obviously it's designed to squeeze, so you push down on this and you push your dick onto the massager. Now there's only one massager and it basically goes right underneath your mushroom tip. So picture your dick with like the split. You want to put the massager underneath the split of your mushroom, and that's where the massager goes, and you can kind of push down on it. Again, this is not meant to simulate sex. You're not like jerking off with it. It's not spinning or anything. You're basically putting your dick into a vibrator and pushing down on it. It does feel good. You will climax. It's not meant to simulate sex. So there's no like texture or anything to like go in and out. It's designed to put your dick all the way in, push down on the tip. It feels good. You will come. It has vibration and heat. Again, there's the vibration. I'm gonna turn the heat on. So it gets warm, it vibrates, you can push down on it. It's easy to clean. Now, one quick word about the charging. It uses a proprietary charger like this. It uses magnets. So the charger just sticks to the magnets and that's how it charges. That has its ups and its downs. Because it uses a proprietary cord, it's easy to lose. That's the downside. On the upside, though, you can rinse this off in the sink. There's no exposed electronics. Like, these are safe to get. I mean, I wouldn't submerge this in water, but you could wash this in the sink. And because of this hole right here, it's really easy to clean. You can just run water down here, let it flow out, dump it out. Super easy to clean. So, felt good. Just be aware of what type of toy you're getting. If you're looking for something that simulates the quote-unquote real thing, this isn't the toy for you. This is basically just a powerful vibrator that goes on your dick and will make you come. So if that's what you're in the market for, this is a good toy. If I were to compare this with this, they're different. Like, this one has, again, two bullet vibrators that are kind of, they're laid like horizontally. And then this one has a percussion vibrator. Similar effect. Again, these are non-realistic, but they do get the job done. It kind of depends on what you're in the mood for. I really like this design. I think the heating is interesting. I think the percussion massager gives a different experience. Easy to clean. The one thing I would change, I don't like the teardrop shape. I think that basically is like my thumb did go inside once or twice. You know, pushing down on it, my thumb would slip in. So I would have preferred a circle. Just a simple circle that I could cover more easily with my thumb rather than this teardrop shape, you know, that like basically necessitated me to place my thumb in a specific way. So I would have appreciated, you know, more of a circle. That way, like, I could have covered it like this and still covered the circle. But see, if I'm holding it like this, I'm not covering this lower part, and that could cause some splashback or something, you know. But yeah, good toy. So I do have a coupon code. It's already on sale, actually. So this toy is already on sale. It's normally $105. It's on sale for $80.66. The coupon code will save you an additional 15%. So use the coupon code, save an additional 15% off at checkout at Acme Joy. So yeah, great toy. Check it out if this is interesting to you. If you've never had an experience like this, definitely recommended. Just something to add to your repertoire. You know, it kind of depends. Like, you don't want one toy that only does one thing because it gets boring. So some days you want it spin, some days you want something realistic, some days you want something that does this. This is just another type of experience to keep it, you know, a little bit fresh so things don't get too stale and predictable. Anyway, that's it. Thank you, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. I enjoyed it. Remember, 15% off with the coupon code in the description. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.